Over the coming months, WUWM will continue exploring a problem that plagues the state, its high rate of black men in prison. Wisconsin leads the nation. We sat down with men serving time at the Milwaukee County House of Correction in Franklin, men living the statistics. Jarrell Stovall grew up on Milwaukee's north side with his mom and grandmother. He describes his childhood as normal until...
When I got about 17, things started going backwards. My mom ended up becoming a missing.
His mother disappeared without a trace. Stovall says his life spiraled down to raw anger.
You know, I felt like everybody was against me. Any little thing would trigger me. That's how I ended up leading to my first incarceration, where I ended up shooting somebody in the neck.
Somebody you knew?
Yeah. We played basketball with each other, kind of grew up around each other.
Stovall spent 2 years in prison. While there, he earned his GED and completed some college courses. But looking back, he calls the 2-year sentence a slap on the wrist that failed to curb his rage.
I was still kind of lost. I was still angry because I didn't know what was going on with my mother.
Did you get counseling?
Just really the educational. The place that I went, that's all they really had to offer.
Within months of being released, Stovall landed back in jail for what he calls a bad choice. He says police found a gun in the car he was riding in. 3 more years in prison.
So now you're here?
Got 6 months here in the house correction for domestic abuse.
Can you talk about that?
My daughter's mother, we ended up getting into a little fight about another female. She ended up scratching my face, and I took it a little too far.
The 29-year-old has 2 young daughters. He says he now wants to give them the childhood he had, no guns or violence.
I know I got to do better. I'm already started on it. Signed myself up for school. School start January 24th. I'll be out of here January 16th. You got to be focused and you got to have a plan.
Another Milwaukee man who believes he's turning around his life is 47-year-old Tommy Roberson. He guesses he spent nearly half those years in jail. By age 10, he knew police by name, as he developed a reputation for stealing bikes and smashing lights.
What are you in for now?
I'm in for now domestic violence, 3 counts of domestic violence.
Roberson says he can't recall a time he didn't feel out of control.
When I was a child, I was always hard-headed and didn't have any control over what I do and said. So they diagnosed me with bipolar, schizophrenic, anxieties.
This is when you were a kid back then?
This is when I was a kid. This was already a fact, but they never, ever gave me medication. But this year, they gave me medication, and all of a sudden, I had no problem. I mean, I could sit down there and listen to a person till they're done. And I've never in my life been able to do that.
While Roberson spent much of his childhood running away from home, James Toombs says he grew up happily in a stable family.
In middle school, talked to my teachers and stuff, they would never thought that I would be sitting in prison.
Toombs was one of 3 children, with a stay-at-home mom and a hard-working dad, until his parents split up.
I was about 16. It was a shock to me, because I was used to having a structure. Me and my brother stayed with my dad, and my sister moved my mother. It just started going down from there. Eventually, some friends that I thought was my friends back then kind of showed me a different life of how I can take care of myself.
What did they teach you?
They introduced me to drugs. It was quick money. It was easy, and I could take care of myself.
Toombs says he sold and became addicted to cocaine. He's shuffled in and out of prison for 15 years.
All he's doing is just drying out and then going right back. It's not working. Was really the deep issues.
During his most recent prison stint, Toombs thought he might have a chance to break his addiction.
It was a good program, but it was short. An addict at my level need like more extensive. Instead, and then when I got out, then it's just like, bam, I got to go back to what I know. I don't have nothing.
At 35, Toombs has the look of a broken man, but says this time when he's released, he intends to seek help. As if to convince himself, Toombs talks about reaching out to young African-American men.
Let these young brothers see. It's options. People stereotype. They're going to stereotype, but you still can get out. It's up to you.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.